24.4. EDE 01070720250732, audio. Now let's talk about this sketch, the EDED-89. I don't know the power of these rocket builders. But I do know one thing, to launch a rocket, it already requires a very robust fuselage. With two of these giants combined, we already have one of the SSV's radii. I deliberately put 30 meters in diameter for the modules on this sketch. This figure is not definitive. If it's possible to have a larger diameter, I would opt for that solution. I'm talking about 40 or even 45 meters. There are several reasons for this. There must be no compromise in terms of insulation and the mechanical strength of the casing. At least, in an ideal world. It's also important to remember that these modules will be staggered. Another point is the possibility of having exploration vessels inside the station, yet also usable quickly in an emergency. In our opinion, we must provide as much space as possible, obviously logically, so as not to rebuild this station due to a lack of planning. I know, it sounds pretentious to say this, but it's the reality. There is also another impact. Being bulky with vehicles inside, the end nacelles will disappear, see sketch EDED-23. Another element could be the non-replacement of the launch engines in space with smaller ones. They will already be installed on the modules, and I don't believe it will be necessary to replace them. This is one of the reasons why I am pushing for a bulletproof structure, a term for the SSV. These four engines can provide an almost unimaginable boost to the SSV, and this is not the time to patch up a warped structure. This short paragraph is also a warning. Only one of these engines is capable of delivering a payload into space. Now imagine four of these engines in an environment where there is no drag or gravity. This requires modifications for operation in space, but caution is required. I think it's important to mention this immediately. I know you know. As a joke, a little, but not necessarily, moving away from a planetary environment doesn't mean altering a planet's orbit. There, I think the message has been conveyed. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This July 7, 2025.